was the title?
And the Histakel B'Shlosh HaDvarim. Right, that we had pointed, we had dealt with yesterday the concept of Da Mavamala Mincha. And we pointed out the sweet irony of both Nesiva Shalom and Rav Chaim Volozhin agreeing that should be read as Da Mavamala Kama Mincha. And this would be, of course, the Musar HaSkel, that a person hopefully would not do Averos if he realizes the cosmic consequences of his actions. And then we were dealing with the difference between Jews and Goyim. Ram al kol Goyim Hashem al Shemaim Kvodo, that the Goyim understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules in Shemaim. And we continue, Mi Kashem Elokeinu V'ilo Shaves HaMashpili Lerot B'Shemaim V'Aretz. Anu Ma'aminim Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asher B'Shemaim Ushmei HaShemaim Lo'yachal Kulucha B'chol Zot. B'chol Zot, I'm on the bottom of page Mem Aleph, the last four lines. I'm turning the page. Miuchedet shel ayin roa ozen shomat v'chol maasecha b'sefer nichtavim. Namely, this concept of hashgacha pratis is very, very essential to a Jew. V'ka'amur, Sherebi Amarkan Derech Lorak Lobali Avera Ela Ech Einata Bali De Avera Hayistaklus Hazot, to realize the nature of the Hashgacha Pratis Monas Yehudi Afilu Midvarim Sheinam Avera Batzman Ela Mivim Lide Avera. It's a question of a choice of lifestyle. Od Merumas Beomro Da Lamala Mala Mimcha Sha Yehudi Lahamin Sheko Yehudi Huchelek Eloka Mimaal Da mala mala mimcha, that you and the upper worlds are made of the same material. Ukemo dichsiv v'hizartem es bnei Yisrael mitum asam v'lo yamusu b'tum asam b'tamamit mishkani asher b'tocham. Right? V'osoli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. B'tocho lo ne'emar ela b'tocham. B'toch kol echad v'echad. That we have to view ourselves as identifying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on the level of Spinoza, but on the level of our having within us a chelok eloka mimal, v'alav ne'emar hizartem seyo mitum asam, v'lo yamusu b'tum asam b'tames mishkani asher b'tocham. That a Jew has to realize that he has a spark of the divine within him, and that therefore he's not being metame himself, he's being metame that spark of the divine. That spark of the divine obligates him, it's from this privilege to walk around with the spark of the divine. But it also obligates him to be careful not to be metame that spark of the divine, the tol kol echad v'echad. And kasher Yehudi metame et atzmo rachmana litzlan. So we dealt with, what is he doing to the olamot ha'yonim? Forget about olamot ha'yonim. What's he doing to the chelok eloka mimal, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu put within him? Hare pogem gam et chelok eloka mimal, v'apigam godol ma'od. V'zehu, da mala mala mimcha, Yehudi yeda shechelok eloka mimal, kiviyachol chelek milamala is in him. Ukemo kein, umashikos of ayin shel sicha. Umikol shekein, ayin shel ma'ala roe, ozen shel ma'at, v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim, sheyesh alav hashgacha miyuchedet al kol tzad v'shal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches out for kiviyachol himself, for the divine spark which is in each one of us. Which is the pshat of the Mishnah. And Pirkei Avos wasn't only written for individuals who are at risk of falling off, at risk of being yorid min haderech. It was written for tzaddikim as well. Shekol ma'asav hu po'el l'ma'ala. Harehu nisar shivatayim b'chol ma'aseh u'b'chol pu'ula afilu b'dvar heter. That a person who tries to spend his life doing things l'shem shamayim should be aware of the consequences of his actions. Shafilu b'mitzvos shemekayim be'eza ofen l'kayim et ha-mitzvah al derech ma'di'isa b'sefer ha-kodesh morenayim al mamar chazal shebetzeis Yisrael mi'mitzrayim kitrigale hemidas hadin. Halalu v'halalu of the Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? Really, does it mean that literally that the Jews and the Mitzrayim are on the same level? Chas v'shalom amar Yisrael avdu mamash Avodah Zarah. אלא שבגולות מצרים עובדו ישראל השם יתברך בקטנות הדעת. Namely, that they were affected by the culture to the degree that their avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ke'ein an avoda zara. Shehi b'chinat avoda zara neged avoda haru'uya lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be able to view mitzvah as dogma, to be able to view mitzvah as formalistic ritual, that's an avoda zara. Chazinan mizeh et ha-mashmaut shel kol pula sh'yudi oseh ve'ezeh pegam nechshav bedargot ha-yoter gvohot ad kedei kach shehim avdu l'Hashem Yitbarach bekatnut, to be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to do it without seeing the broader picture, harei zo b'chinat avodah zara v'zehu istakel b'shalosh ha-dvarim ve'ein ata ba lidei avera da mala mala mimacha. Namely, the kol ma sh'yehudi ma'amik yoter et hargasha shu chelek eloka mima'al. The Jew will have the sense of, we discussed in other contexts, pasnished. In other words, that as a ben melech, this isn't something for me to do. Or as an individual, we normally speak about a woman who, when she's pregnant, that she contains within her a tremendous potential of life. You don't have to be a woman to contain within yourself a tremendous potential of life. A man also, it contains within him a chelk eloka mima'al that he is obligated to watch and to nurture. And so a person has to realize that his actions, just as a woman would think of when she's pregnant, she'll stop smoking, she won't drink, she won't go on drugs, because she knows it's going to affect that which is within her. Right? The baby can come out a drug addict, the baby could come out with AIDS levels, a baby could come out with all sorts of problems and illnesses based on the woman's behavior during pregnancy. So we should view ourselves also. We're carrying a chelok eloka mima'al, and that obligates us in terms of our actions of not bringing about a pagam in that chelok eloka mima'al via our actions. V'yesh lomar od.
Explain again. I was in this idea of serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'katnut as being a form of Avodah Zarah.
Serving Kodesh Baruch Hu b'katnut, from the perspective of the Nesiva Shalom, means instead of seeing Taryag Mitzvos as 613 methods of getting to Dveikus, which is serving Kodesh Baruch Hu begadlus, namely begadlus hamochim, that one sees the broader picture, simply viewing it as a textbook of actions, that a Jew has a handbook. You have this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you have this handbook, that in the morning I'm going to wash my hands, then I'm going to put on tefillin, and then I'm going to say a bracha, and then I'm going to do this, then I'm going to learn for a few minutes, etc. That's Avodas Hashem, but it's Bekatnos. It just brings it all down to nitty-gritty, rather than seeing the broader picture. What's all that supposed to do for me? How is that supposed to affect me? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply putting me through an Olympics to see whether I'm going to make it to the end and get a gold medal or a silver medal or a bronze medal? Is that the whole purpose, to see how many mitzvahs I can do properly and how many times I can, I can come davening on time and when I'm going to relate, to see a broader picture that I want to be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore that brings midos into the picture. And then I have questions when I have conflicting values. How do I make a decision? Kibud Avim wants me to take me this way, and being Machmir and Shemitah wants to take me this way. So, how do I view the broader picture? So you have to have a structure. If you have a structure, then you can take values and put them in some sort of an order, that this will bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a certain standpoint. And you could have something, I learned this morning with Adam, which is not an Avera, but which is a terrible Chilul Hashem. You could have something which is not an Avera, but which undermines one's Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like in this week's Parsha, the Misavim and the Misonanim. We're not talking over there about an Avera which can be judged in a court. You're dealing with Diburim. So Ben Israel complained. Right? Doesn't everyone complain on a tiyul, etc.? But to complain about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's undermining the concept of Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyochol, got so upset. So that's the Avodas Hashem begadlus as opposed to begadnus, as I understand. Okay, so B'lim Neder, next week we'll move over to Paragimel and choose some sections. Let's see the Shalom Paragimel.